completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy. I am bringing you another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City and worldwide. Of course, on the top three podcasting platforms, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify. And don't forget, there's also the Bashani Radio app that you can download. Never miss a show. Never miss Situations with Sassy every day at 12 o'clock. Sassy drops at noon on Mondays, and all of the shows on the network drop at 12 o'clock, 7 days a week. So no excuses. Tap the star. You can like, share, and comment on those episodes. So listen, today I am on vacation. Don't worry, I'll be back by the time this airs. But I'm on vacation for little R&R. It's more or less a family vacation where my four siblings and I, my mother and their children and their families, we've all decided that we wanted to take a vacation. This week is the 1 year anniversary to the day that my father, that we actually laid my father to rest in 2020. He passed away August the 5th of 2020, but because of COVID, we had to have the service one day, and then we actually could not inter him until the 13th, Thursday, August 13th, 2020. So this weekend, this week was just an homage to him for us to reconnect, recharge our batteries, reminisce. And I really didn't understand, you know, I've had a lot of friends and family members that have lost one or both parents. And I, you know, I'm sorry, I'm giving my condolences, but until you're in it, you really don't understand the void that they leave. And a lot of you that are listening, you may have actually had, unfortunately, lost a parent or lost, you know, someone like a parent. And it really and truly does leave a void. And what we did was we sat around and we reminisced and we laughed and we cried and we talked about him. And, you know, it rained because I'm kind of in the mountains. I'm in the mountains, but like not really in the mountains. But it's just, it's beautiful here. I'm sitting on a deck. It's a beautiful day. It's cloudy. It's overcast. It's been raining off and on. And my nephew said that, and it is the 13th. Today is Friday the 13th. But when you hear this, it'll be Monday the 16th. But my nephew said it's crying because don't look at it as rain on Sandra. Look at it as Pop Sam laughing so hard that he's crying as something that God said to him. And I'm like, out of the mouths of babes. And everybody started laughing and some were crying. It was just, he really like broke the ice because it was a bummer. It's like, it's dreary. We're here on vacation. We want some R&R. And this is what's happening. So shout out to my baby Jordan, that my nephew's son, since I don't have any children, but I have nephew sons and niece daughters, but he just really broke the ice and it really put it in perspective. And every time it rained, because it rained the entire weekend, it's supposed to rain the entire weekend. Every time it would rain and that's what we would think of. So now I won't think of rain as I hate driving in the rain, and I literally hate the rain, but I won't look at it like that now. I'll look at it as God telling Daddy and my other loved ones that have gone on to glory something so hilarious that it made them laugh so hard that they cried. And that's how I'm choosing to look at it. But what I noticed on vacation, because, you know, Sassy, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about. And I'm an ear hustler. So if you're having a conversation that I find intriguing, I'm going to pretend to be in my phone or reading a book. but I'm absolutely listening to everything that you're saying. And there was an interesting group of women, and it really ticked me off that I'm sitting at this poolside and I didn't have any of my equipment. I really didn't think about anything. I really didn't think about anything related to actually doing a show. I knew I needed to do one, but you know, I'm trying to relax and enjoy myself. I'm drinking my margaritas and just, you know, just really having a really great time. But I'm listening to what these women were saying, and they were all, I would say, in their mid to late, I'm going to say late 30s to mid to late 50s. And they're all there. They're all alone. And, you know, their children are bonding in the pool. They don't know each other, but their children are bonding in the pool. And it just got on the conversation of, are you married, divorced? And, you know, they started giving their stats and talking. And, you know, they, of course, they're drinking wine out of their little juice cups. I may not be a mom, but I am a woman. And I know when you start cackling and kikiing and stuff like that, you got a little bit of wine in your cup, because I damn sure had some in mine. But I'm listening to them, and they're talking about dating, and they're talking about being tired and how hard it is when it comes to dating, how they are just, you know, they're meeting jerks, they're meeting being fixed up by friends and family members, and they would really and truly like to have a companion, but the whole process of getting out there and dating, it's really a struggle for a lot of women. And these, wait a minute, I don't know these women. They were Hispanic, they were Black, and they were white. So I don't know these women. So they're it's a diverse group. It was about seven of us. Well, I inserted myself into the conversations they were having, but it's about seven of us. And I went over and I introduced myself and I told them what I did, and situations were sassy. So ladies, if you're listening, shout out to you. But we were just, you know, we were talking, and I was telling them like the different things, like red flags, how to set up dating profiles. And it's not that they weren't computer savvy. It's that they said that they didn't recognize the fact that, or the importance of really and truly trying to find a companion or having a companion until the pandemic hit. And they had to think of this work-life balance. So three of them during the pandemic created side businesses that were lucrative enough that they were able to quit their day jobs. And they said they didn't realize how they would have to, because some of them are in industries or were in industries that they were essential employees. So a lot of people who were afforded the ability to work from home, they still had to go into the office a few days a week, which meant they still needed to find daycare or care for their school-age children, as well as school the children and ensure that the children are logging on and doing what they want to do or what they're supposed to do. So they said that the pandemic made them realize, like, you know what? I didn't realize how much I was being a superwoman and doing everything, but I am tired. And it would be so great to just meet someone who is understanding of my time, who knows that I'm a single parent, who's willing to add value to my life as opposed to subtract from it. And just listening to them, and I'm looking around the pool, they're not the only women that are there, that are on these family vacations with their children. They're not the only ones. And it was a few men at the pool, but not a lot. But these women were some single, some never married, some divorced, you know, widowed. But the fact of long-term relationships that just didn't last. And 2020 made them be very self-reflective on being intentional in finding a mate. And they have not done it yet. At least they hadn't done it that day. They could be doing it now, but I was giving them different sites to look up, keywords to search when it comes to dating over a certain age. You can use your age if you like older people, younger people. There's so many different places to go. The top five dating sites for people over 50 or 50 and over, is eHarmony, Match.com, and Zusk, as well as Our Time, and then Elite Singles. Now, for those ladies who are just looking to, you know, stick and move, as they say, smash and dash, one night stands, if you just need to get that monkey off your back, there is a dating site for you as well. Let me see if I can find it. It's a dating site for people over 50 who just want to get their freak on. It's called Sizzle Singles. And it's all about sex. And what I've learned as I've gotten older, and you ladies, when I turned 30, I was really freaking out about turning 30. And my older sisters were like, don't worry about it. When you turn 30, things will change. And then I was turning 40. They were like, your life will literally begin at 40. And they were no joke. At 40 and up, you really, at least I'm hoping, you've taken the time to understand you, to know who you are, to know what it is that you're willing to accept, what you can tolerate, and what are your absolute deal breakers, not just with the opposite sex or whatever your sexual proclivities may be, but you have hard stops. You have hard deal breakers. And when you're in your 20s and your 30s, you're more malleable, you're more compromising, you're more open. But when you get 40, you don't have time for the bullshit. You don't have time for it. And when you damn sure when you get in your 50s, you're like, you're not taking any shorts, and you shouldn't have to. If you've built up this life that you enjoy, that is bringing you, a good living, and you and your kids are living well and just enjoying life, and you're able to have that work-life balance, that's why a lot of them, the three of them, actually quit their jobs, because they needed a better work-life balance. If they needed to be home, to homeschool, they could not go to work. So they had to make some hard decisions, and they stepped out on faith. They stepped out on faith, and they created their online businesses. Now, I'm not shouting them out because, hey, there's no advertising. But ladies, if you want, you can always email shemediagroup@gmail.com or asksassyscribe@gmail.com, and we can have that discussion on advertising. But I just thought it was great that they recognized what it was that they were missing and what it was that they needed, and now they're ready to get out there. So I just want to give women, especially women over 50, because as Sassy ages, dating seems to be getting worse. I started this platform to try and bridge the communication gap between men and women, especially Black men and women, but it just seems that the chasm is getting wider and wider, where we're just not able to make that connection. And I don't know if it's because we're not trying to be rejected, and rejection is a part of this process. I don't know how we can bridge this gap other than to be open and honest and authentic when we're communicating, and not necessarily saying things to hurt someone's feelings, because you can tell someone the truth without, it's the way in which you say it. So you can tell someone the truth. It's how you tell them. And no, women don't like to hear the truth, because women would rather accept a pretty lie as opposed to the ugly truth. We have egos just like men. We don't like getting rejected. We don't like getting shot down. We tend to think that all new coochie is good coochie. And I'm learning from men over this process of doing Situations with Sassy and Women Talk Live TV talk show that's not the case. And as men are getting older, some of them, it is more quality over quantity, because women are throwing coochie around like a frisbee. You don't have to pay for it. If a woman likes you enough, she'll even lie to herself. I know, I've been there. I've done that. I've liked individuals enough that I know that this person doesn't really mean me any good. that I know that this is not my person. But I like them. So I lied to myself. You got to like peel these layers back. It's like peeling an onion. You peel those layers back. You got to do that self-reflection. You got to look in the mirror. And it's something that Sassy had to do. She didn't like doing it. But in every relationship, you have to go back and you have to reflect. What was this guy bringing? What didn't he bring? What did you accept? What did you not accept? What was the final straw and the deal breaker as to why you left? And then you think to yourself, why did you stay as long as you stayed? And I've done several shows on women staying too long in relationships. Listen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Situations with Sassy on Bashani Radio, New York City, and on the top podcasting platforms, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. So I'm talking about dating over 50 and some of the tips that I just want to give the women. One of the things that you need to do is, I just said it, talked about rejection. We have to stop internalizing it. Okay, he said no, the next one may not. But you can't internalize that rejection and say, what is wrong with me? Because you like that individual and that individual wasn't interested in you. That's not, he just wasn't interested. He doesn't know how dope you are. He doesn't know how cool you are. He's not interested. Don't belabor the issue. Chuck it up as a loss and go on to the next one. And yes, it's going to take you building your courage up. Yes, it's going to take you saying, well, you know what? Maybe I could change X, Y, Z. I don't think you need to change anything. You weren't for that guy. Period. There's no need to internalize why that person did not like you or did not want you. Another thing I hear a lot of women saying, a couple of these women were saying it, that a lot of the men that are interested in them are 10 or 15 years younger and they just didn't feel comfortable dealing with someone's son that young. On the flip side, Sassy isn't really trying to deal with somebody 15 or 20 years older. And I know I it shouldn't be an issue because of the age that I am, but that's just not where I am. And I think that in your mid-50s, and I see some amazing, amazingly, stunningly beautiful women, sisters, black doesn't crack. And we're just absolutely stunning. And I think the older we get, the more seasoned we become, the more sexy, the more we understand our appeal to men. And that exudes from the inside out. So if you have an age limit, maybe you want to expand it a little bit. Because mine used to be no more than 5 years above me. So I've expanded that to 10. 10 up, 10 down. And it depends on the maturation level of the individual. Because I know a lot of 50-year-old men who aren't as mature as my 16-year-old nephew, great nephew. And I know some 50-year-old men who are too serious. It's like, let's live life, let's laugh, let's enjoy. We are in our afternoon of our lives. Let's enjoy it. Let's make experiences together. Let's make memories together. If you meet somebody that you are like-minded and you enjoy their company and they enjoy yours, let things grow organically. And Sassy has been guilty in the past of wanting to move very fast and not wanting to let the natural course of things, just to let them happen or not. If it's not happening, there's a reason why it's not happening. If it's happening, there's a reason why it's happening. We're going to have people come into our life. You know that old saying, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And right now, I'm meeting a lot in my life. I'm not going to say right now. In my life, I've met a lot of reasons and seasons. I've yet to meet the lifetime. But I know I will. So I don't belabor that. I enjoy life. I enjoy the people that I'm with. And I think if I allow you into my circle, because I value my peace, I don't enjoy drama. If I allow you into my circle, it's because I see something in you. I like you. I see a value in you that you're not going to subtract from my life. You may show me something different. You may give me a new experience, or we may have had the same experiences separately that we could enjoy together. I think we need to, because at 50, some of us have no filter. So I think when we're having conversations, another tip I would say is how we talk to people, how you can ease into those difficult conversations that some people may not want to have. Some of you may feel like somebody's holding something back, and there's a way in which you can ease into that conversation or allow them to feel you out and feel comfortable enough and safe. They need to know that you are a safe individual that they could share good times, bad times, traumatic times, and different times. They need to know that you are a safe space for them. Non-judgmental, understanding, empathetic, engaged, and present when you're talking to them and they're sharing with you. You're listening to understand, not just to hear. You can't be afraid to say what it is that you want. You'll hear a lot of you'll hear a lot of dating experts tell women, especially women, it's okay for men to have a laundry list of things that they like and don't like. But when it comes to women making a list and wanting to have our needs met, we are told we need to throw our list away and do and just deal with whatever it is that you get. And I've said it from day one. Everybody needs a list. You make a list to get for groceries. You make a checklist for your wedding. You make a checklist for your dinner party. Make a checklist of the things that you want in a man. It doesn't have to be 50 items. It could be 10. It could be 10 deal breakers. And maybe one of those out of the 10 could be something that you're willing to tolerate and compromise on. But 10 deal breakers, 9 hard, fast deal breakers, or maybe 7 hard, fast deal breakers, and you're able to compromise. But you need to know what it is that you're willing to tolerate and what you're not willing to tolerate. And if you've been listening to Sassy for a very long time, you know Sassy tolerated a lot of bullshit. A lot. Unnecessary. But now she's convicted by her principles. She's convicted by what she's not willing to accept and what she's willing to compromise on. And don't let anyone tell you, because you're 50 and up, that you're not allowed to know what it is that you want and need. The difference is you need to know your differences, the difference between your wants and your need. What it is that you want, because you need water, you need air. You know, you need to have a job, or you need to be legally gainfully employed. You need to, you know, have your own mode of transportation. You need to be able to sustain whatever lifestyle that you have without me in it, and vice versa. Those are things that people need to have. That's how I look. But what you want, you want someone that's going to listen to you, that's going to communicate with you, that's not going to judge you, that's going to be understanding. You may want somebody that's romantic, or you may want somebody who likes to sit down and watch comedy shows with you. You may be a gamer. And yes, there are some women that are over 50 that like to game. You may like going to the casino. You need to understand the difference in your want. I want somebody to go to the casino with me, as opposed to I need somebody who is able to financially maintain themselves. Those are two distinct, different things that you need. And finally, and I say this to women all the time, and this is what I told these women Friday. What I told them, I said, you... And say, see, this is why I can't go on vacation, because I get lost. The days, I get lost. I lose days. But what I told them was, because you know, everybody was saying how old they were. And one of the ladies said, well, you know, you're not supposed to ask a woman's age. And I told them loudly, proudly, I'm 54. I love my age. I love everything about who I am at this age. And that I'm a better version of myself now than I was 10, 15 years ago. Hell, even 5 years ago. Well, you don't look 54. And by the grace of God, I don't. But I embrace my age. And a lot of us seasoned ladies don't want to embrace our age. We don't want to embrace our age. And we need to embrace that individual. Embrace those. That's 50 some years or 50 plus years. That's a half a century on earth. You've lived a life. You've had good days and bad days. You've lost loved ones. You've gained loved ones. It's your life. Embrace it and live it. And live it. Don't belabor the fact that you're, you know, you're late 30s to mid 50s and you're still single and everybody's asking you what's wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. If you're going to date, be intentional about it. Don't waste your time. I'm a firm believer in not wasting my time. But communicate. Share. Listen to understand. Don't internalize your rejection. And make that list, sis. Make that list. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and WhatsApp, as well as join her online dating groups, Bad Dates and Other Stories, and the Situations with Sassy podcast discussion group, and the Situations with Sassy page on Facebook. I will be coming to you next week. I think this is season 20, and I have a couple of more episodes to do before we move into the new season. So remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you in a week. Peace.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.